My next guest on the program this evening is MU voice faculty. It's the baritone Stephen Jepson. He's got a recital coming up
next Tuesday, October the 24th, with piano accompanist Janice Wenger. Dr. Jepson, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
This is your annual recital. Mm-hmm. You picked the repertoire.
I do.
Is there a theme for this year's recital?
There is a theme. Because I'm doing the Vaughan Williams Songs of Travel and some selections from the Hugo Wolf Italienisches Liederbuch, I'm calling it wayfaring, the idea of travel, the idea of no real home, no real purpose, just enjoying life, enjoying nature, enjoying the people that you meet, sometimes reminiscing over it. These pieces were... have been compared to the Winterreise, the big Schubert leader, but the protagonist in both of these changes. You know, they're sometimes wistful, they're sometimes very happy with what's going on in life. Sometimes they're more interested in the girls they meet than what's going on in their particular life, but. It's an interesting comparison from the English feeling of wayfaring to the German version of Italian style of wayfaring. Songs of Travel, first of all, this is an early work by Ralph Vaughan Williams. We're talking most of them between 1904 and 1907. They are based on the works of, on the poetry of Robert Louis Stevenson. It's very interesting that doing research on it, the majority of the musical pedagogues really didn't think of it as a good piece of music. They just felt, well, it's disjunct, it doesn't show a lot of cohesive form, they shouldn't be looked at as a true song cycle. And then later through the years, people are going, no, this is a definitive moment in Vaughan Williams' life. It's interesting that they're saying that he was one of the people who found the true English pastoral style of composition to get away from the heavy German romanticism of people like Wolf. The other interesting thing about this is it's a cycle that most students are familiar with, because when you're a male voice and you're trying to do something for solo and ensemble or contest or something like that, and somebody says, well, you need an English piece, they usually either go to Finzi or to Quilter or to Vaughan Williams. So they know the Vagabond. They know the first piece. They usually don't know the rest of them. And then also a rather interesting epilogue about it is the last piece in the true cycle, I Have Trod the Upward and the Downward Slope, was found by Ursula Vaughan Williams, his second wife, after he died. So it's posthumous, but it was also posthumous of Stevenson's works. So it was added into the cycle at a later date. So we're talking 1960 for that.
I wanted you to touch on how the idea of wayfaring is different between these two song cycles.
Well, it's...
And how it's the same.
Well... First of all, everybody does compare any kind of a cycle where someone is not in a particular place to the Winterreise. The thing with Schubert's Winterreise is this is a man who is in pain, who is in just very, very heavy pain, and he's talking about why this happened and what the woman or what the person has done for him, because I have heard Winterreise done by women as well. This is not. This is somebody who is going from place to place and really doesn't have any agenda. So in the Vaughan Williams, I would say it's one protagonist, and it's somebody who's thinking about their lives, thinking about the people they've met, how that went, whether or not it was a love, whether or not it was just speaking of somebody else who has been doing the same thing. And at the end, in I Have Trod, he's talking about I have done this, and it's really interesting. He says, and I have lived and loved and have closed the door. So you can take that any way you want. I like to think of it as I did things, and I went places, and I lived there, and I loved there. I closed the door, and I went on.
That's the voice of baritone Dr. Stephen Jepson. He's got a recital coming up next Tuesday, October 24th. It's at 7:30 p.m. in the Whitmore Recital Hall in the Fine Arts Building on the MU campus. He will be joined by his piano collaborator, Dr. Janice Wenger. You can find more details about the recital and all upcoming Centennial Year MU School of Music events on the website music.missouri.edu. Dr. Jepson, thank you for making the trip across campus and for visiting today.
Thank you very much, Trevor.